Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
1053thefan.com is where you can go to find Kevin's recent piece. Piece that he wrote on 1053thefan.com.
By the way, spoiler alert, there's a decent chance there'll be one up tomorrow about heavyweight boxing.
Oh, you like boxing?
Yes.
I like boxing. You like boxing?
Colby likes boxing.
Colby likes boxing. But make sure you go read this piece because it's about the Dak haters. 877-881-1053. I would love for y'all to text in the word hater if you're a hater and then add in whatever you want to say about this. And then lover if you're a Dak lover and then whatever you want to say so that we can sort through the haters and the lovers throughout this. But Kevin's asking a very simple question. Will you root fully for the Cowboys once Dak gets his extension done? Now, I don't know exactly what that has to do with the other. Like, why is it once the extension's done?
Okay, I'm glad that you asked, because I think one of the reasons, like, the obvious number one reason that people were rooting against Dak because they were mad that he pushed Tony Romo out the door. And then I think the next reason people were rooting against him is because they didn't think he was good enough and they were hoping he would fail so you could get rid of him. So the reason why I asked about the contract extension is because it's going to get done. Like, you can like it, you cannot like it. That part is irrelevant. It's going to get done, and it's going to be like six for $180 million. I just want to prepare you guys for that. Six at $180 with about $100 million guaranteed. That's my prediction I'm going with on this. And that can drive you insane all you like. But it doesn't matter what you think or what I think, because they've exchanged contract proposals, and everyone is like, oh, yeah, it's totally going to get done. So it's going to get done. So then my question is, if he signs a six-year...
It sounds like there's a meet in the middle, too.
Exactly.
Or a meet in the right place, but it doesn't sound like it's going to be, hey, all the whole world. Because they already said, well, we counteroffered. And you're not counteroffering with a, no, that's not the
exactly. The numbers. And so, like, 6 years, we'll say. Okay, well, at that point, you're stuck with him as your quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And
so, for at least three. Right.
Probably with the guaranteed money, probably on the hook for probably four.
Okay.
I said that word too many times. But
probably
the point is, exactly, you're probably stuck with him for 4 years. And then that point, I want to know, will you fully root for the Cowboys? And what I mean by that is, how many people do you know? And people will deny it. Those people are insane. They should look at our Facebook page, the KNC Masterpiece. Our Twitter at KNC1053 and at the Fantext. There are people who are actively rooting against Dak and actively rooting against the Cowboys who are Cowboys fans. But if you know that he's going to be your quarterback no matter what for the next 5 years, then do you just let it go? And you're like, all right, I'm all in. I still don't think he's great, but I hope he's great. Because that was always my thing with Romo. I thought Romo was a good quarterback. No more, no less. A good quarterback. But what did I say every time when I said, I don't think he'll get this done? But I hope he proves me wrong, because I'll be the first one on here to be like, well, I was dumb. Hooray. I was always cheering for Tony Romo, even if I didn't think he would get it done. I get the sense that there are people who are actively hoping that Dak fails so they can say, I told you so. Which, who doesn't like to be right? But wouldn't you rather the Cowboys win the Super Bowl? I would rather be wrong about every Cowboys prediction I make all year and they win the Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, if I was right about or wrong about those predictions, they wouldn't win the Super Bowl, Kevin. So,
because you said they will win.
Always winning the Super Bowl, Kevin. Okay. I'm excited all the time.
Fair enough.
Because I actually think that this team is a good football team, though, this year. This is one of those times where I look at the group and I'm not just in, you know, rose-colored glasses seeing this team and thinking to myself, it's so much better. They have one place where I feel they are deficient, and that is that's at safety. Other than that, I feel like this team is solid in a lot of different areas, and you have good depth too. And it's very rare that you find that kind of a situation.
So, do you see the connection a little bit more now? You're stuck with it.
Okay,
you can just read the fan text.
It is all over the place,
and man. It is everywhere. I mean, it's lover, hater, hater, lover, hater, hater, lover, lover, hater, and I don't know her mixed in. But and you see the folks that are just so tied in, like you said, they're so tied into being right that I think if a Super Bowl happened, they would be sad.
What's a
I 100% agree with you there. Not like, hopefully not a huge majority, but that, and that's one of the things that I touched on in there. It doesn't really have anything to do specifically with Tony Romo, because there's any number of reasons why he wasn't able to accomplish that. But the bottom line is, like, you could say that Tony Romo is better than Dak, but if they won the Super Bowl, that would always be the counter argument. And you can argue the behind the scenes, and I get all that. But I think some people don't cheer for that, because if he makes the NFC Championship game, Romo never did that. And it would be like them having to admit that, you know.
You know what? I don't understand, though, the folks that are basing this not only on what they've seen from Dak Prescott, but they're more basing it on the fact that he took over and took the job from Romo. I would stand up on a pedestal and tell you how great I thought Tony Romo was during his career. And sure, I thought that the Cowboys let him down in a bunch of different areas, and they finally got it built right for him. They finally figured out what the problem was, and he got injured to the point to where going back onto the field wasn't an option. Because let's face it, if Tony Romo was ready to take, you know, more steps and prove to everybody that he was still a good quarterback, he would be on another NFL team instead of doing play-by-play or color for the NFL games.
He would still
be playing, right?
Yeah.
But I don't understand the Cowboys fan who was such a rooter for Tony Romo that they can't get behind now Dak Prescott, because Dak Prescott's now the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys.
So you don't think that there's anybody that was like on the fence about Dak and then went a different way? Or you think they were always upset? They were people that were upset about Romo first, and now they just are finding information that says that? Because I was all for Dak, and then in his second year, I still think I was the first one to bring up the accuracy thing, and I was shot down by everybody about it. And then all of a sudden throughout that season, we were like, oh, okay, there are some things going on there.
Right.
But I think you're right too, though, in that I don't think anybody was on the fence and then just said, okay, yeah, he's terrible. I think they always had this root of Tony Romo first and then that. But at this point, we're beyond that. I'm trying to figure something out though with Prescott.
Okay,
who's a comp for him? When you look at Dak Prescott,
I know exactly who the comp for him is. Russell Wilson.
Okay, that's interesting. I have another one, and he's not in the league anymore.
Okay, and the reason why I said Russell Wilson is because think about the parallels of the success and the haterism that they've had so far.
I'm talking about on the field, though.
No, like, yeah.
Physically on the field.
No, that's what I mean.
Okay.
So, like, both had similar numbers early on, and both had more success than the average rookie quarterback. And both have styles in that sometimes they get pegged as a runner, but they're not really runners, but they can run if they need to. And when the Seahawks won the Super Bowl, everyone was like, yeah, but Russell Wilson sucks. And right, then they gave him all the money, and then they had to clean out some of their team, and then he had to do more, and then people are like, oh, now he's good, but they're not winning. So that has been my concern from the jump when it comes to Dak Prescott, is that, you know, there are plenty of people who are like, yeah, the Cowboys were good. He's been in the league 3 years, and they've won two division titles, but Dak Prescott sucks. Like, that's what people say, and then he's going to get the big deal, and maybe you'd have to clean out some of your team, and then he would expand what he was able to do. But then you wouldn't expand what the team was able to do because they don't have the monies anymore. So I am worried about that.
All right. On the field, when you watch him play, Colby, who do you think of?
When I watch him play, if you were to switch to him being left-handed, I see a little bit of Steve Young out there.
Okay. And I don't think that Dak is as accurate as either of those two quarterbacks.
I'm not saying that, but as far as the way of play.
Okay. I typed it in. I just went and typed in Dak Prescott comparison. And April 11th of this year, somebody asked DallasCowboys.com, they asked Broadus and Rob Phillips, who's your comparison, because they thought of Steve McNair.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I can totally see that.
And, don't ever cheat on your wife.
Okay.
Man.
We're trying to have a football talk, Kevin.
That was about football. Right.
So they said Steve McNair. And then instantly, and even Rob Phillips says on there, that Bucky Brooks made that comparison out of college, that he was a Steve McNair guy. And think about it. As a runner, strong runner.
Right.
Has a good arm, not great.
He's built like Steve McNair, too.
I've never seen
that.
A guy that's built kind of quite like Dak. And
I
now I'm starting to, in my mind, I'm starting to see Steve McNair. And one thing I can always think of when I think of Steve McNair is he made it to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, 1 yard away.
And, right? And he was a tough guy. He was a winner. His record was pretty good throughout his career. Not good enough to get that Super Bowl victory, but he was a 91-62 quarterback over his career. And you look at his yardage over his 3 years that he was at his best. He still never had 25 touchdowns passing.
Really?
Yeah, at his best years in touchdowns, he was pretty much where Dak's been the last 3 years. Now, the question that I saw on Twitter was, I'm less worried about his money and more worried about how much growth we'll see this season. And I think that right there, Kevin, is the biggest thing that Cowboys fans want to see. What is the metric that you measure Dak Prescott by that's going to make you change your mind about rooting for the Cowboys or not? Is it him winning? Because he's won already.
Yeah.
Is it him winning another round? Is it him having 40 touchdowns? What is it that's going to make a Cowboys fan that hates him already, that doesn't like the quarterback, say, okay, you know what? He won me over this year. Because I think any stat other than victories in a Super Bowl are going to be something that people are like, that's not good enough.
I have an idea, and I hate this as being what it might take, but a significant injury and Dak still puts up top 10 stats and they still win. Because you go back to the very first year, Dak had the greatest rookie year of any quarterback in the history of the NFL. Look it up. That's a fact. Everyone said, yeah, but he got carried by Zeke. So this last year, he had another fantastic year. People are losing their S over the last 9 games of the season comparison to Tom Brady, and he's better at everything.
And we said he can only go up from his rookie year. And it seems like he's kind of stayed about the same.
Exactly. And
which
so,
is good.
I know. And so now that he got back to that very, very good level, what was it this time? Oh, he got carried by Amari Cooper and still to a certain extent by Zeke. So I think it would have to be an injury to one of those two guys or like two offensive linemen. And he still puts up the same top-notch numbers or like top 10 in most category numbers.
So you don't think it's just playoffs getting to Super Bowl?
And
or?
You still need to win. I was going to say that because I think if you just put those up and you flame out the wild card round, people are going to be like, yeah, look what happens when Dak has to do it on his own. Because, like, people hate on him for his stats now, but if he put up the stats and they didn't win, they'd be like, yeah, but he can't win. Or if he did win but didn't put up the stats, they'd be like, yeah, because he had the perfect team around him. Like, I think an injury needs to happen. He needs to excel, and the team needs to excel. And then and only then and probably still only maybe would some people come around. Because you know how it is. People make up their mind, and that's it. And no amount of evidence is going to change.
He wins the Super Bowl and has a 54 completion percentage. People will be like, yeah, but he couldn't. He was terrible completion percentage.
We won in spite of him.
I mean, he's got 67% at the moment. So, like, that would be a really weird year for him. But if that was the thing, that's the number. That's the metric people would seek out to say that's the reason he's still a bad quarterback, right?
They're going to find any reason. Even if what Kevin just got through saying and somehow he wins the Super Bowl, I know some of these folks on the fan text, on Facebook, or whatever, will point out something to be like, yeah, but he's still not good.
He's missing the deep ball to Gallup.
Right, which he started hitting at the end of the season. But nobody seems to point that out because, well, damn, that would prove them wrong.
He couldn't hit the rookie. Him and the rookie couldn't get on the same page every time.
Which is insane because shouldn't you as a Cowboys fan be like, oh, hell yeah, is that combination of not even our marquee wide receiver going to be working? Sweet. Because that's the thing, and that's why I asked the basic question. I think you should throw out the idea of wanting to be right if your team wins. I like Dak Prescott quite a bit. If he's the worst quarterback in the league and we win the Super Bowl, that's fine with me. Why? Because we won the Super Bowl, and I care about that more than I ever care about being right in sports.
From the 214, he dumps it up off a lot. I don't know. Have you looked at the way the offense is set up? It's pretty boring and basic to where he has to go to the dump off. Oh, God.
The offense was built for hey, we're going to spread the guys out. Y'all run up, turn around, run up, turn around, run up, turn around. Once you've figured out that they are going to jump the turnaround, then you go deep. It's not going to be like that with Kellen Moore. And we talked about that with Broadus the other night. The offense now is starting to look like they bunch it up and then they burst and explode and create all these different avenues of space for Dak to have to read. And I think this year you're going to see a much more fun offense as opposed to what we've seen the last 3 years.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.